Mr. Schneider, your company has been working on the market since 2003, and since that time the business environment has seriously changed. How, in general, the SaaS market is attractive for foreign investors, and how attractive integration processes are?
So quite a lot of aspects. Indeed, our company started to work on the Russian-speaking countries in 2003. We started in Moscow first. In Minsk, we opened our office 10 years ago. It developed quite well. We have about 25 people now employed in our Minsk office. During these 10 years, we do business in Belarus. The country changed significantly. It became more international, I would say, and it became more international in all directions. It became integrated into the Eurasian Economic Union, so very close ties with the big neighbor Russia, and that is very important for the country because of the export to Russia, but also, not less important, Belarus developed very good ties with Poland, with Germany, with the Baltic countries. Also not less important that Belarus has very good relationship with Ukraine and is also a kind of mediator between countries that are in conflict with each other. So here I find it from a business perspective very important that Belarus indeed developed like a country open in all directions. What I also find very important to mention is the legislative environment changed quite to the positive, less bureaucracy. When you just look at questions like customs, taxation, or accounting, bookkeeping is a good example. Yeah? In Belarus 10 years ago, I remember so many documents in bookkeeping and all these regulations in tax accounting, where the tax authorities were always so keen to show you that your expenses are not deductible for tax purposes. So they made life really difficult for you. This changed. So today I see more that the authorities understand their role, that they have to support business. So here it really goes into the right direction. Regulations also became more transparent. That is for Western business a very important aspect, certainly.
So maybe one of the main problems in attracting foreign investments is that the country is not well known for foreign investors. How it is possible to change this approach and to make the country better known for investors?
The country is better known than 10 years ago. I have to say it is maybe also the tragedy on Eastern Ukraine that made Belarus more known because of the Minsk peace agreement on Eastern Ukraine. So indeed, you had many Western people who in the past thought Belarus, Bel, white, is maybe snow, maybe it's Siberia. So now people indeed know Belarus is the country that is very close to the European Union. So I think this already helped Belarus. What helped Belarus was that the country is more internationally oriented. Still, I believe the marketing has to improve. And there are marketing opportunities, I believe, for Belarus in many different directions. The marketing for attracting foreign investors has to improve, but also the marketing, for instance, as a country for tourism. I mean, you have great historical sites in Belarus. You have great lakes in Belarus. You have a great countryside. Belarus is a country that is like a bridge country. Remember, I once made a trip for 5 days by bicycle through Belarus. And it was great to see all the different architecture. And for instance, I was quite surprised in many of the, not only the cities, also the smaller towns and villages. You had, for instance, an Orthodox church and a Catholic church, rather close to each other. So you have a lot of very interesting history, and I believe through an efficient marketing one can make the country much more popular in many directions. So starting from the question of an investment location, but also looking at questions of tourism. One very important step certainly was the visa-free regime. Yeah, so this was an extremely positive step and can be supported by much more further steps that will bring the country ahead.
What are the strongest and the weakest sides of the Belarusian economy?
The strongest side of the Belarusian economy, I believe, is the working mentality of the people. In particular, as a German citizen, I can say the German mentality that we have and the mentality that you see in Belarus fits very well together. So that's also why those German businesses who started to have production in Belarus, they're actually quite happy, in particular, with the mentality of the labor force. So this is something I think is really a very, very strong side of Belarus. Sometimes Belarusians are, I wouldn't say shy. You may talk a little bit more about really the strong and the great sides of the Belarusian people. So do something good and talk about it. Belarus does a lot of good things, but maybe we should talk about it a little bit more.